Out with Shannon.
Good morning. So we have wrapped up our last week for the year for Family Promise. We had two wonderful and very sweet families that joined us, and they're off to their next church. But I would like to thank each and every one of you, all the volunteers throughout the week for all the meals and all the love that you have given to these families. Also, if you signed up for laundry, those linens are ready for pickup in the Noah's Ark room. So again, thank you so very much. We greatly appreciate all of your love and support for these families.
Great. Thank you, Shannon. Sorry, I just got a new announcement. Don't forget that we're approaching All Saints Sunday and our observance of that. So if you have family or friends that have died since last November 1st that you would like to be remembered in that service, please give the church office those names so that we can remember them and include them in our service as well. Mr. Music Dude Jim Boatwright, may I call on you?
I was a late breaking announcement. We would like to officially welcome our newest Alpha Coral Scholar, who is Krista Caldwell. Krista, if you will say hey to everybody. Krista is an older girl. She graduated from Merle High School, and she is a member of Union United Methodist. So she's a local girl. It's nice to have her with us. So welcome, Krista.
Thank you, Jim. I think I'll call on Amanda, I think.
We have some exciting things coming up for our youth. So the Christ Sunshine Kids, as our 4K through 5th graders, are going to meet next week right after worship. And if you haven't RSVP'd yet, it's okay, it's not too late, but you need to RSVP to Miss Martha Summer. So please come join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. The 6th through 12th graders also have an event that day. It's from 3 to 5. And that's the Marty Party. It's on the 20th as well, and it's going to be over at Zion. So here's where I need some help. The only thing that I'm allowed to drive right now is the scooter. I can't drive the bus, and I have to have another adult to go with us. So for our kids to be able to go to that, I need somebody that will come with us, somebody that will drive the bus. So please, 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 think about it if you have anything to do. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of games, and it brings together churches from the area. So come volunteer to hang out with some of our youth and drive a bus and help me out. It'll be great. Also, for all of our 6th through 12th graders, our Monarchs and our Sun's Rays, we are going to start our weekly youth group on Tuesdays, this coming Tuesday. So I believe that's the 15th, is that right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
So, Jim, Krista had her own theme music. Is Amanda going to have her own theme music?
Not yet.
Okay.
We have to know each other better.
Yeah.
I'll be anxiously waiting.
All right, let's prepare for our worship.
Thank you. trust in these promises. God will never leave you or forsake you. You who were lost have been found. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice at this good news and praise God with joy.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, your bountiful goodness fills all creation. Keep us safe from all that may hurt us, that whole and well in body and spirit, we may with grateful hearts accomplish all that you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Way, huh?
A reading from 2 Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were here with the prophet who's in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elijah's house. Elijah sent a message to him saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, I thought that for me, he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? He turned and went away in rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was wash and be clean?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he turned to the man of God, he and all of his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." The word of the Lord. A reading from 2 Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This saying is true. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth, the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to them, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Okay, I'm going to admit it right up front. Willie Nelson is not my favorite performer. Maybe you love Willie's sound. Maybe you think he's got the best singing voice in all of recorded music. Maybe you hear one of his songs and you can't get it out of your head for days. Actually, I have that problem too, but for me, it's not a pleasant experience. So I was quite surprised when I began thinking about this sermon that Willie's song, "On the Road Again," kept running through my head. So never one to look an earworm in the mouth, I looked up the song and also the story behind it. It seems that Willie Nelson was going to be in a movie called Honeysuckle Rose. It's a story, apparently, about a traveling musician who struggles to be on tour and also to take care of his family and other responsibilities. On a plane one day, the producers of the movie mentioned to Nelson that they needed a theme song, and so Willie pulled out an air sickness bag from the seat pocket in front of him and began to write lyrics on the back of it right there. The song turned into a huge hit for him and for many others who have recorded it. You know how it goes. On the road again, I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again, and I can't wait to get on the road again. I guess it's that second verse that came to mind when I read about Jesus and the 10 lepers that day. Oh, we know that story well. And we remember it as a call to express our gratitude to God for all that God does in our lives. But what caught my attention this time was a small part of the story that we probably often overlook. Leprosy in that day was actually considered a spiritual disease. Oh, it had physical manifestations, to be sure, but everyone believed that if you had it, it was because of some spiritual or moral defect in you. The wrong inside you was showing through. So if by some miracle you were cured of the leprosy, you didn't go to a doctor to confirm that you had been healed, but rather to a priest. And then you weren't declared cured, you were declared clean. So as Jesus enters a village, some lepers approach him, and they keep their distance like they're supposed to, but they cry out to him for mercy. And Jesus simply responds, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And then it says this, "And as they went, they were made clean." I'll bet that most of us have always thought they were cured and then they went to the priests. But that's not what the gospel says. No, they started on their way still lepers. And then as they went, they were made clean. The miracle happened on the journey. On their journey to the priests, they discovered God at work in them. Perhaps in today's world, we are so focused on our destination that we forget about the journey. But in the earliest years of the church, before people were called Christians, they were called followers of the way. And maybe we need to recapture that sense of being on a journey with God. And that's where that second verse of "On the Road Again" comes back in. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again, and I can't wait to get on that road again. You see, our journey with God is a grand adventure. And we don't know what will be around the corner, what grand vistas God has in store for us, what adventures God has planned for us next, what incredible ways God will work in our lives, what surprising things God will do through our lives, what amazing grace and love God will have for us. We're on a journey, a grand adventure of faith. What better place to be than on the road again? Once there was a man who envisioned his relationship to Christ as riding a tandem bicycle. You might know it as a bicycle built for two. He wrote, "As my relationship with Jesus grew, it seemed as though life was rather like a bike ride, but it was a tandem bike, and I noticed that Jesus was in the back helping me pedal. I don't know just when it was that he suggested we change places, but life has not been the same since." Jesus makes life exciting. When I had control, I knew the way. It was rather boring, but it was predictable. But when he took the lead, he knew delightful long cuts up mountains and through rocky places at breakneck speeds. And it was all I could do to hang on. And even though it looked like madness, he just looked back and said, "Pedal." I worried and was anxious, and I asked, "Where are you taking me?" He laughed and didn't answer, and I started to trust. I forgot my boring life and entered into the adventure. And when I say, "I'm scared," he'd lean back and touch my hand. I did not trust him at first in control of my life. I thought he'd wreck it. but he knew bike secrets, like how to make it bend to take sharp corners, jump to clear high places filled with rocks, or how to ride quickly to shorten the scary passages. And I'm learning to quit protesting and pedal in the strangest places. And I'm beginning to enjoy the view and the cool breeze on my face with my delightful constant companion. And when I'm sure I can't do any more, once again, he just smiles, looks back, and says, pedal. Trust in God. Trust in God. What grand adventures God has in store for us. And I don't know about you, but I just can't wait to get on that road again. Amen.
As faith is found.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of amazing grace. As we walk the journeys of our lives, be with us. Lead us to follow your path and help us to find joy along the way. Accompany us in all that life brings. Remind us that we walk surrounded by your love and invited into the grand adventure of life with you. Walk with us in every step of life, risen Lord, as our companion, friend, and Savior. Lord, in your mercy, living God, move from our heads into our hearts. So often we think of you as a concept, as a philosophy, or a set of teachings. Open us up to you as more than ideas. Instead, may we know you and have a deep and abiding relationship with you. Lord, in your mercy, great God of hope, bring your hope to the many in need or hunger or loneliness or sorrow. Give us your comfort, your care, and your help. Show us your presence in our lives always. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of all, you have called us and you have made us yours. Being in your family means so much to us, Lord God. We feel you near and we feel the nearness of each other in love. Be with us always, merciful Lord, and unite us together in your grace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
God, our provider, we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it, except the gifts you have first given us, which we bring to your table, and with them the offering of our lives. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power.
Holy God, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us, and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gifts of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.